adventure begins with Wind River Resort and Casino's Under Construction Halloween Bash, featuring the well-known hip-hop duo Ying Yang Twins, performing Salt Shaker, Wait, the Whisper Song, What's Happening, and Bad. Plus, DJ Chris will be spinning live beats all night long. The Under Construction Adventure kicks off on Saturday, October 29th at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Presale general admission is $20, $25 day of show. VIP booth $250, includes six guests, swag, cocktail service, and two bottles of champagne. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at windriver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your under-construction Halloween adventure. Don't forget to check out our hotel packages. Must be 21 to attend. For details, log on to windriver.com. We offer our guests a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home. Halloween is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson, folks. I hope everybody out there is having a wonderful, beautiful morning like we are. It's one of those gorgeous, kind of cool, crisp fall mornings that we love so much up here in the North State. Do have some more rain coming in on the way. It's good news. Hope it's going to be bringing a lot of snow with us. You are tuned in to the Jefferson State of Mind again on Sunday, every Sunday. This is Red Smith, and I am here with my co-host, Wynn Carpenter, who has recently returned from yet another tour de force for the state of Jefferson from the south side of the state. How's it going, Wynn?
So far, so good.
Yeah, so how'd things go?
They went very well. Fantastic. We went to the extreme south of Jefferson, which is Tuolumne County, and we participated down there in Sonora and got it started down there and moved on back. We went to Sonora and met with...
The virus spreads yet again.
Yes, it's contagious. And believe me, it's happening down there.
Yeah.
It's really happening down there.
If you watch them on the Facebook pages and stuff, they're incredibly active.
They are.
It's great to watch.
There are some great soldiers down there. They're awesome. Great patriots, men and women alike. They're making it happen. And so it was good to go down there. We went and spent Thursday night down in Sonora and had a nuts and bolts session there, and it went off really well. Great question, good answers. They were happy with the information, and they learned a lot and are eager to get out and do what needs to be done. And then Friday, we migrated over to Calaveras County into San Andreas and hung out there with a bunch of folks at a senior center there, and that's where we hosted the event. That was packed, standing room only. Mm-hmm. And that was good to see.
But when I thought the State of Jefferson movement was dead.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
I thought it died months ago.
It did. Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Crawled off into a hole.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Wherever that that was vetted somewhere. Who knows?
Yeah. And let's keep it California being as accurate as usual.
Yes, sir. We're just going to prove them wrong one day at a time.
Yeah.
And then we migrated over on Saturday to Amador County to Jackson, and hung out there with a great group of people and got to know them and got to share a lot of really good information. It was awesome.
Yeah. Jackson's a fun town.
Yeah.
Remind me to tell you a story about that place sometime.
Well, and we got to meet a mix of people. There were new people and veterans to the movement and people getting connected. Some of the locals there, they didn't know who the people, the leadership teams were in their specific community, and they're getting to know them. And they already know who they are, but they didn't know that they were part of Jefferson, which was kind of fun to watch. It's like, oh, you are? Really? Whoa, hey. So they, it's kind of, okay, they have that kindred spirit thing going on. Okay, we're neighbors. Let's get this going. And there are some really hungry people. Brochures went out like crazy, information, just all kinds of good stuff. And they were very generous in contributing to Jefferson Formation Committee, for the legal fund. So we were able to collect there. I mean, we weren't expecting to, but they offered it. So, of course, we're going to put it into the fund and make it happen because that's what they want to have happen. And it was great. They had great ideas and solutions to some of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they were coming up with those, which was wonderful to see. One person would ask the question, the other one would say, well, we could do this, this, and this. And they were absolutely right.
And that's because we have found the best solutions come – directly from the people, absolutely, from the grassroots. There is an amazing capacity for the people to problem solve,
yeah,
to find good functional ways to make things work. And we've watched time and time again those ideas and the solutions be presented to our current representatives in government and watch it fall on deaf ears.
That's right. It just dies on the vine.
And these are amazing solutions. These are fantastic concepts that, if incorporated, would free and liberate the people to become productive again.
And for the most part, they don't cost anything.
No.
Hello.
That's
well, and I want to encourage everybody to, you know, do staycations. When I say staycation, take your vacation in Jefferson.
Yeah.
Down in the Gold Hills where we were this weekend, absolutely phenomenal. I mean, even this time of year when it's fall colors, oh, they're beautiful. You know, the Gold Hills and then just the trees are turning. And we got to go see all these historic sites. And there are mm-hmm. truly some historic sites of California and pre-California.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning. Still in operation. There's you can go and look and see and touch certain things and whatnot. It was awesome. And we had a great couple that hosted Terry and Sally and Tyler and I. We went around riding around with them down in Tuolumne County in Sonora area. And Glenn and Anna, great shout out to them. They did a phenomenal job. We hopped in the Durango and went all over it. Mm-hmm. It was fun to see from the local perspective what was going on down there and what they had. And it was absolutely beautiful. And we really enjoyed ourselves.
We do live in one of the most amazing places in the country, I mm-hmm. think, for, like you said, for a staycation, the historical sites, the national
yes.
parks, the waterfalls, the redwoods, the mountains, the, you know, you name it. You want to fish, you want to hunt, you want to backpack, you want to hike, you want, where better could you ask than the state of Jefferson?
Well, and their little community called Columbia, it's really old. Old structures, buildings still there. People still live there. And it's kind of like a mini Old Sac,
mm-hmm.
a mini version of Old Sac. And we got to get on the stagecoach and go for a ride. And then we got robbed by a bandit.
That does sound like Northern California.
And it was awesome.
Was he in a Jerry Brown mask?
No. Thank goodness he might have got shot. It was pretty fun, though. I mean, you have those kind of things that we truly have. Those are gems. We truly have those sprinkled throughout Jefferson. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, for this weekend for us, you know, that's what where we were, that's what we experienced, and it was wonderful. And every person we met, top notch.
Well, that's one of the things that I kind of wanted to touch on this morning too, and it's been, you know, I've been thinking about it this week, is most of the people in Jefferson, the leaders, the doers, you know, if you talk to them, they tell you we're just people.
Yeah.
You know. But I'm sorry, it's not true. They're extraordinary. They're uncommon people. It's not the common person that stands up and takes direct responsibility for their lot in life, for their government, for the way that they want to live. It's not the common person that gets up and does that work.
Right.
You know, they're, and the sheer volume of extraordinary people in the state of Jefferson movement it's astounding. It's jaw-dropping to me how many people, good people, are willing to be extraordinary
and
to stand up and do what's right.
Right, and for the most part, many, many, or I would say all of them, are very humble.
Very.
And they're not looking for anything. They just want to get this fixed.
Yeah.
They're not looking for any glory or anything else. They just want this fixed because they get it.
Mm-hmm.
They understand the impact that this has on them, their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, depend on their age. And those are things that, you know, we're looking at and we see, and you go to these smaller communities that are hurting, you see it more directly than you do in, say, Redding or Placerville mm-hmm. or, you know, or not Placerville, but say Roseville. You know, you're not really going to see it there as much, but you definitely see it when you go to these small communities that, you know, are closer to the economic line. It's just,
yeah,
it's tough, but they get it and they understand it and they want it badly.
Well, that's Sacramento has very definitely and intentionally crushed rural California.
Right.
I mean, they are swinging a 500-pound sledgehammer at our heads every day.
Yep.
And it's a double-edged sword for both of us because every time they hurt us, they make us stronger.
True.
They make us more resolved.
Mm-hmm.
They make us, you know, but at the same time, we're suffering the damage
yep.
from it, too. We're hemorrhaging good people. We're hemorrhaging businesses. We're hemorrhaging our capacity to sustain.
Which is only going to make us stronger.
Which,
when we become Jefferson, it's going to make us that much stronger. We're going to move forward, and the sky's the limit.
Yeah. And we do have a couple of comments in the chat room. It looks like we've got some new people joining us. They're asking, well, how do we get out of California and how do we get our lives back? Well, for you, if you're new to the process, what we have done is we have confirmed several counties, either through direct resolve of the Board of Supervisors or direct petition of the people themselves through signature gathering and things like that, that have affirmed their will and desire to separate from the state of California and join in the formation of a new state, the state of Jefferson. And that, to bring that to fruition, we're moving on very many different avenues. We're working on setting up what will become eventually the government. We are moving ahead to be able to function as a state. We have a court case that we're bringing against the state of California for voter dilution, because our votes in the rural areas of California are not equal to those in the urban areas, and that's illegal. It's unconstitutional, and we by far have the worst representation in all of the nation.
By 300%.
By 300%.
To the next worst state, which is Texas.
Which should be fixed, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the lack of representation and dilution of vote, that is the nutshell that we are moving forward with on our court case. You're absolutely right.
And that's exactly what we're looking to reestablish. That's the argument that we're making, is California, you are not constitutionally representing your citizens. You're not allowing them to be constitutionally represented. You have broken the Republican form of government that is guaranteed by the Constitution, and you are going to have to remedy that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that leaves the state of California facing is a complete change of dynamics in the state house.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, does California remain whole and we change the face of government in California back to the representative model, where there's equal representation of the urban and the rural areas?
Which could end up being where they go from 120 representatives statewide to over 13,000.
Yeah.
You think they want that?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, and I don't think their corporate paymasters want that too.
That's
way
us.
Too many.
Yeah, that's us.
That's us.
Yeah.
So at that point, California will have a decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do we keep the powers that be the same way that we're going and lose the top third of the state, which they claim is nothing but a bunch of
knuckle-dragging
welfare parasites?
Yes.
Anyways.
Okay, a label we wear proudly.
Yeah, proudly wear that label. And keep their power base intact?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they alter the face of California altogether? And you've got to understand the political dynamics that are in play with that, is if it comes to the point where there is remedy required, which there will be.
Yes.
The political parties that be face losing California in its electoral votes. So do you cut off the gangrene and lose 4 electoral votes? Or do you watch all of California go?
Well, given the personality and the mindset of a lot of those folks down there who like feeding at the trough, it'll be the latter. That's what they want.
That's what they want.
But we're going to try to make sure that it's the former.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're certainly going to, once we're the state of Jefferson, reach out and do our best to help our cousins in the South.
Yep.
But we have to secure ourselves first.
Take care of home first.
We can't help save everybody until we can save ourselves. We have to be able to be secure ourselves to do that.
Kind of sounds like a national thing there. We should be secure ourselves before we help everybody worldwide.
Shh, I'm not sure they've caught on yet.
DHS is
listening. Yeah, they're listening. Don't tell anybody. They'll never figure it out. So.
Well, the big thing is that, too, we find when we travel around with this, a lot of people that figure it out and have it understood, it's almost like an age gap. The young folks get it. You know, I'd say, you know, the teens, whatever, up to mid to late 30s, maybe even early 40s, they get it. And then you go from the early 40s to maybe early 60s. There's a gap there.
Yeah, there's a generation missing.
There is. And,
big time.
And the reason is they're probably worried about the 2 car payments they have and the house payment they have, and they're willing to suck off the teat of survival until that happens. They're not willing to step out and do what's right.
Well,
and I'm not saying all. I'm just saying that's the gap that we're seeing.
Well, you know, Thomas Jefferson said that one of the first duties of a patriot is to be economic. is to be frugal.
Yeah.
You know, live within your own means.
Correct.
Because once you're not living within your own means and you're willing to hand yourself over to somebody, and when you're taking out car loans and home loans and things like that, you're handing your safety, your liberty, and your security to somebody else. You're entrusting those people with that,
yeah,
because you're basically signing your life over to them for what? So that you can have a nicer pickup than John next door, or, you know, a boat that you get to take out twice a year, or, you know, it becomes to the point where the things that you own begin to own you.
Right, exactly.
And that lack of frugality on your part, you really begin to pay the price for. And you become more and more in debt and deeper in the hole, just trying to keep your head above water.
Right.
It's under the current system, it's hard enough right now to keep a roof over your head, the lights on, and food on your table.
Amen, brother.
But if that's all that you can afford, be happy you can do that much.
Exactly. Yep.
So yep, that's part of it, too. And not only is the state of Jefferson going to require not a new form of government, but a restored form of government, it's going to take a restored form of citizen to preserve it. So that's another angle of approach that we're taking. Not only are we altering the system back to what we're guaranteed and what it's supposed to be, we are educating people.
Right.
Yes, we're indoctrinating people. We're indoctrinating people into the American form of government,
right,
and what it should be, and waking them up. And sometimes we're capable of doing that a gymnasium at a time, and sometimes it's one-on-one, one person at a time. But without aware and educated citizens, we're going to end up losing Jefferson, too.
That's right.
And in time, we're going to be able to do that indoctrination through our school systems, through the systems that should be functioning the way they are, that have been perverted and corrupted by the enemy.
Right. And the beauty of it is, once, truly, my heart tells me that when this starts rolling and has more legs and starts moving along quicker, people are going to be realizing this is really going to be happening. So they're going to start coming around, going to, mm-hmm, kick the tires a little bit, find out what's going on. And that's okay, but we need that done sooner than later. We need folks to come on board sooner. And they need it. We're doing what we can to make this happen, and we're doing everything we can. But it also helps with massive numbers to make this happen, and we need more bodies out there and more like-minded folk.
We've definitely shifted, too, from where we were the crazies to we're becoming the populist movement.
Correct.
You know, a game that I've started playing with the kids is when we go out, you know, we go down to the grocery store or whatever, how many State of Jefferson stickers can you see?
Yep.
You know, and there was a time that you would see a State of Jefferson sticker, you're like, oh, look, there's one. And now we, you know, a 10-minute drive to the grocery store, eight, Dad, I saw eight.
Well, we did the slug bug thing with them.
Yeah.
And we started off doing that. Anymore's like, no, not right now, because my right arm.
Yeah. No, it's another one.
But it's fun to see.
It is. It's, and, you know, the satisfaction and the kind of relief from the grind where we started all of those years ago to where we are now.
Right.
It's extremely powerful how far we've come.
And we're doing everything as right as we can possibly do it. We are crossing T's, dotting I's, making
every
sure we're exhausting all options and possibilities before we go to this lawsuit. We've exhausted everything, and on purpose, so that it feeds our case. It is truly the foundation of what we're doing and how we're doing it. And so as people understand that, the light comes on sometimes, instead of like, oh, wait, I thought it was already happening. Well, it is happening.
It is.
But there are processes we have to go through that are critical. Some of them are tedious. Some of them are monotonous. But
some of them we know are doomed to failure.
Correct.
But we have to show.
We have to do it.
We attempted that recourse as well.
Yeah, we had to do everything first before we become the state. And we want to do that because you never know what you might unfold or uncover that could truly help or harm the process. So we want to make sure we address all those issues as we go.
We want to hit every branch on the way down.
That's right. Whack-a-mole or whatever. Hit the branches.
So, and it's very encouraging to me because the growth is exponential.
Yeah.
You know, where where sometimes it was we were getting, you know, one or two people that would do. And then there was one or two people. Now we're getting all of those people that are bringing more and more. But before we get too much further down the rabbit trail, we probably better go to Round Mountain Bob.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, folks. How we doing, Wynn and Rob?
How we doing?
Hey, you know, something just crossed my mind talking about this stuff and listening this morning. We have a man running for president named Donald Trump. And he's trying to do with the country right now what we're trying to do with the state of California. Do you think maybe he heard something about Jefferson or something like this, and he's tired of what's going on in our government and how large it is and what it pays and what people are doing and how they're robbing from the process and everything? And I wonder if he'd get behind it if he'd become president.
Well, I know that there's at least a couple of individuals that I'm aware of that have reached out to his camp on a couple of things. And I don't know what the response has been, but I don't believe that he's completely unaware of what we're doing. I don't know how far they've looked into it or researched it or picked it up. But I think that there's some of the mindset that is very similar. We want to roll back government to the level that it should be. We want to, we've got to stem the bleeding here, people. I mean, if you look at the things that California are doing to us on a daily basis, how much more can we legitimately take?
Really? Yeah. Amen.
You know,
well, one thing other that I've thought about, you know, after he made this big speech the other day, and I know since he's been running for president, he has sort of made little words here and there that he'd like to make government smaller and whatever. But maybe this is a good point that people here in California ought to get behind him, and maybe he'd get behind us.
There you go. You never
know.
Different twist.
It's worth a try. I mean, he's doing the same thing we're doing, only in a bigger plane.
He has a plane.
Well, yeah, he has his own. I agree, but I mean, on a wider scale, I should have probably said, you know. But I think maybe if we'd elect this man, maybe we could get even more of what we want.
Well, it's important that he is elected for the Supreme Court justice.
I would certainly,
yes.
I would certainly put it out there that we have a greater chance with Donald Trump than we do with Hillary Clinton.
Amen, brother.
And that's easily to be seen.
Yes.
So, with that, Bob, we do got another phone call, and then we've got to get off to a break.
You guys have a great day. You're doing a fine job.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, next on the line we have Orton. Good morning, Orton.
Yes, this is Orton Airy.
Hey, Ordinary, how you doing?
Just fine, and I have a Jefferson moment.
Okay.
The Jefferson moment is in 1879, we had 880,000 people.
Who's we?
The state of California.
Okay, all right.
We had 40 senators, and we had 80 assemblymen, and it was capped in 1879. Now we have 40 million people. Doesn't seem like we have representation to me, but I'm just ordinary.
All right. Well, do you know what? You're absolutely right. Those stats are proof.
This has been an ordinary moment. Time has come for 51.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. And with that, we will go to a break. If you have questions, calls, or comments, you can get a hold of us at 530-605-4567.
We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose. turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Attent, who? Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County, dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on up, moving on to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up, to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, a beef don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, yeah, we're moving on up, to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up, to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Well, we're moving on up.
Oh, yeah. Keep moving.
American pie. Apple cherry.
Peach, apple
whatever
cherry.
You want to call it.
Yeah. Apple pie. It really is one of my favorite times of the year. Oh, although I got to be honest, the best apple pie I ever had was made by a Canadian.
Oh, there you go. I understood how important it is down here.
Yeah, that she could make an amazing apple pie. It was my buddy's grandma. We used to go steal apples just to get her to make apple pie for us.
Where'd these come from? Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask. They're good apples, though.
That's funny.
But yeah, and you know, that's kind of become one of our little theme songs here, is moving on up with the Jeffersons, because we're finally getting our piece of the pie. And we're not asking for more than anybody else. We're just asking for the same opportunities, the same ability to design our own destiny, the equal representation under the law. What a concept.
Constitution.
Yeah.
Hello.
Crazy talk, right?
Yeah.
And I just, you look at some of the things that are going on. You know, our National Guard is being hit now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're they have to pay back their enlistment bonuses.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, because they were defrauded by who?
The government.
People working for the state of California.
Yep.
Isn't
that a breach of contract?
Yes, it is.
On many levels?
It is so wrong and so immoral and so criminal on so many levels. But again, who's going to pay the price? Who's going to be prosecuted?
Yeah.
Who's going to do the prosecution?
Yeah.
And what can we do to fix it if we don't have the representation to fix it?
That's right.
Is Ted Gaines going to lead the charge?
Oh, right to his donors.
Yeah. It is, you know, is Jim Nielsen going to lead the charge for the people?
Again, right to his donors.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Well, I want to remind everybody, too, that if you want to support Jefferson, and you can do it financially, which is a wonderful way to do it. We're looking for help with the legal fund, and we have to pay attorneys to do the job for us so that we can fight the fight and become a legal sovereign state. So that's what we need to do, and we're asking for help with that. And if you want to make your checks out to SOJ Formation or State of Jefferson Formation, you can send it to the same thing, to SOJ Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palisadro, 96073. Again, SOJ Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palisadro, 96073. And as a general reminder, these donations are not tax deductible because we are a 501c4, and we elected to go that route so that we did not have to report who the donors were and where they worked and where they lived and their address and social security number and all the other invasive information that is nobody's business.
Yeah.
And so that's why we are a 501c4 and it's not tax deductible.
And the very fact that we have to do that to protect people's identity because there is a legitimate fear of retaliation from your government should speak enough.
That's right.
That alone should be enough.
Yep.
We're
already protecting you.
Yeah.
We're interposing. We're standing between you and the government. We're interposing. That's what we do.
Yeah.
You stand in the middle.
You know, and it's where is everybody's breaking point? You know, you and I reached ours a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
A great many people in the state of Jefferson, we reached our threshold.
Yes.
A long time ago. But where is that line for you? Where is enough enough? When is it when they have finally abolished your gun rights? Is it when they have finally found a way to tax every single dollar and penny that you have?
Yeah.
Is it where they start taking even more money from you to establish a retirement fund for your security that's really a slush fund to bail out their failed pension plans?
That goes to the general fund?
That goes to the general fund.
Good Lord.
Where is your breaking point with this government?
Right.
Because I've been there.
Yeah.
For a while.
Been there, done that.
Oh.
Okay, and then next weekend, next Sunday, a week from today, we are having our State of Jefferson Second Formation Assembly, and that's going to be held here in Reading. The first one we had was back in July, and it was down in Live Oak, but this next Sunday, it's going to be held in Reading, and it's going to be held October 30th, next Sunday. Doors open at 8:30 a.m., and the program begins at 9:30 a.m., and it's going to be at the Senior Center, and it's going to be at 2290 Benton Drive here in Reading. Again, the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive here in Reading. And we encourage anybody and everybody who wants to participate and leave their fingerprints on Jefferson, have a say, hear what's going on. There's going to be a lot of great information going on and some direct paths of where we're headed. And we want you to be able to hear it firsthand. And if you have questions, you can ask the questions and get direct answers.
Well, some of these committees have produced an absolutely fantastic volume of work since July, too.
They have, yes. There's
some very powerful stuff. The Constitution has been drafted, redrafted, revised, drafted again. And, you know, it's that weaning process and that winnowing down.
Right.
As, you know, and there's some things in there that are going to get argued about. And sure. That's okay. We can survive that process.
That's part of the process.
That's part of the process.
It's being adult about it and saying your piece and then hearing the others mm-hmm. and then coming to a conclusion. That's what
finding,
it's all about.
Finding those great solutions that only come from the people, from the grassroots, the people that are able to get outside of the box and come up with that idea. Nobody's even come close to the concept. And you go, well, you could do it. And then you just kind of go, wait a minute. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's so obvious, and it gets overlooked.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Every time we go to either a town hall or a nuts and bolts session, I always remind people how much brain power they have in that room, because there are brilliant people everywhere in Jefferson.
Yeah.
Everywhere. That's why we live in Jefferson. You know, we're not in these other areas that, you know, for whatever reason, but there's a lot of brilliant people out there.
Yeah.
Come and use your brilliance.
And
even if you don't have brilliance, come use your common sense.
Exactly. And that's when we're talking about not only are we trying to restore our government, are we trying to restore our representation, are we trying to restore the rule of law, we're trying to restore our citizens.
That's right.
We're trying to pick you back up and get you to be American citizens again. Stop being so fearful.
Yeah.
Stop being hopeless.
Yep.
We're Americans that live in America, and we legitimately take the word impossible as a dare.
That's right.
Go ahead. Well, hold my beer and watch this.
Okay. And where's the nearest hospital?
Here's my bail money. Here's my insurance card. Hold my beer.
Well, now, too, if you want to come participate, please do this. Go online to soj51.net and register. There's a link in there where you can register to buy a ticket. And you're not actually paying for the ticket, but they call it buying a ticket. So you click on it and put all your info in there so that the ladies that are tracking who's coming, we know who's coming, and we know that we'll have enough available space. Mm-hmm. Because we're concerned about that maybe we may or may not. We don't know. But we won't know until the day of what's going to be happening. And if you're not able to do it and you can't register or whatever, just show up.
And they need a head count for lunch.
We need a head count for lunch.
Things like that.
Because we are offering a $5 lunch, which is going to have soup, salad, dessert, and a drink. And it's for $5. So if you let them know in that registration process that you're going to be coming and you're going to have lunch, that would be great. Bring the ticket hand, and you're just going to print it out on your printer, so whatever size it comes out to be. Bring that with you. Hand it to the ladies at the door. They'll track you. You just walk right in. Otherwise, they'd like to ask you for information. They're like, okay, are you here? You know, they'll just ask you minor stuff, and we're not using it for anything other than just tracking how many bodies we had coming in. And if mm-hmm. you want to participate, then you can say, yes, put me down for this, that, or the other. And that's a good way to do it. So please show up. Please participate. Go online. Do your best to, you know, get the ticket printed out. And again, they're free. They're absolutely free. There is no cost to come and participate because we don't believe in gouging people to do this.
No.
And, you know, what we're going to be doing is just for planning purposes. And then remember, if you want to be part of this history in the making, come be part of it and participate. And like I said, leave your fingerprints all over it. And, you know, after all we're doing is we're just talking about liberty. That's all we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you want to see something in the state of Jefferson? Don't tell me about it. Don't sit there and tell your neighbor, well, Jefferson needs to do this. Come down and tell your government, which is you,
yep,
and make it happen.
That's right.
Because this truly is government for the people, by the people, that hasn't been seen in a couple hundred years.
Yeah, over 150 years it has not been seen. And guess what? You have a chance to be on the tip of the spear. This, you know, doing it here in Shasta County, if you're local here or any other county within Jefferson, you have a chance of being on the tip of the spear for this entire movement. Because what we're doing here for Jefferson is looked at by many other states. New York is looking to do the same thing. Florida,
Pennsylvania,
Georgia,
Maryland.
Pennsylvania, Maryland, exactly.
We
Colorado.
We took calls from Nebraska.
Yeah.
You know,
they're all over.
Eastern Washington is looking at separating from the Seattle part of the coast.
Well, and I bet Eastern Oregon's probably ready to separate from
Portland. Know Southern Oregon is.
I mean, everybody in Oregon's probably ready to separate from Portland and Salem, you know, good Lord.
The fight may not be who goes where. The fight may be who gets stuck with Portland.
There you go.
No, you take them. No, you take them.
It might end up being its own little sovereign state out of the whole process because of what's going on.
Yeah, it just – and it is spreading. And it is active and going in – in Southern Oregon. You know, the Jefferson movement is growing up there, too. And what form that'll take, if they eventually join with us, if they eventually form their own state, whatever direction that takes is up to them.
Correct.
Because this is government for the people, by the people. Yes. So it's up to them to design their destiny.
That's right.
And, you know, the name Jefferson is not representative necessarily just of us and our geographic area, but it is the classical thought process of people like Jefferson and Madison and people, government for the people, by the people.
That's right.
That's what it's representing.
The big thing, too, your vote will count in Jefferson. You'll get to vote on the name of the state. Is it assumed it's going to be Jefferson? No, we're not assuming anything. It's the vessel for the movement of what we're trying to accomplish for liberty. So, yes, everything will be voted on. You get to vote on the name of the state. If you don't like it, then put a name out there that you want it to be called and see where the vote count goes. Mm-hmm. But it will be voted on. And then, you know, then you're going to vote on everything. The flag, you know, the bird,
yeah.
The state bird, the governor, all that stuff. Everything, your vote will count. And that'll be the first time your vote will count. Probably in your lifetime.
Yeah, how would you like it if legitimately no new tax was passed that was not passed by popular vote?
Hello.
It can be done.
It can be done, yeah.
And, you know, and to make sure that the nonsense of, oh, it's not a tax, it's a fee.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah, nuh-uh. It ain't going down like that, partner, at all.
Nope.
So, with that, we probably better get off to our last break, and then we'll have our couple of minutes to finish up here. Well, we'll see you on the other side. If you've got questions or comments, 530-605-4567.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
And that's one of the things that we need to remember, too, is be cheerful warriors.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Don't be afraid. Don't be... Yeah, and this is coming from me. Do your best not to be angry. It's not easy, especially when you keep getting pushed by the bully and you keep getting pushed by the bully. But be hopeful. Don't be fearful.
Be humble.
Be humble.
Yep.
You know, be an American.
That's right.
You know,
show your best side.
Show your best side. And be not only just about yourself anymore. Be about your neighbors, your family, your community, your nation. Be about something bigger than yourself.
That's right.
And that's one of the biggest things that we have lost, you know, through the transgressions of the me generation.
Yeah.
Is we need to get away from that. We need to stop being self. We're not here to serve ourselves. We're here to serve each other. We're here to evolve, not devolve.
Yeah.
And there's only certain ways that you do that, and it's you do the right thing. Why? Because it's the right thing.
It's the right thing to do.
We have to be moral. We have to be community-minded. We have to be civically-minded. You know, and the fight that we're engaged in just to get back to the basics. We don't want to have to go through this fight again.
No.
We need to make sure that people are educated and secure in doing it. And one of the ways that you can help with that process and get started in that process is the meeting.
That's right.
And
yes, you're absolutely right. Next Sunday, again, just as a general reminder, next Sunday, October 30th, here in Reading at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. And the doors open at 8:30, and the program begins at 9:30. And it's going to probably be a most-of-the-day program, so just plan on that.
Mm-hmm.
And participate where you can and hear what's going on. There's going to be a lot of great information shared. So come hear what's going on and ask questions and see where you can participate. And, again, put your fingerprints all over this process. We need every one of patriots of Jefferson to be out there learning and understanding. And if you have no idea what it's about, come learn.
Yeah.
And if you disagree, disagree with it, come and learn. Come hear what's really going on and make an informed decision for yourself. Do not make assumptions. Just come and listen, find out what's going on, and hear for yourself, ask the questions, get the answers. But also, when you ask a question, please be courteous and willing to listen. Do not interrupt and ask the next question before the answer is truly given to you.
Yeah,
because we run across that every once in a while.
Yeah, be there to learn.
Be there to learn.
Not to just distract and deflect. And,
right.
You know.
Well, but, that won't be tolerated anyway. Because
no,
and that won't be done by, you know, people that are running the program. That'll be done by the people that are in the audience because they'll make sure that that's taken care of.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of group we have moving forward with this. They want to hear what's going on. They want to understand. They want to learn it. So they're not going to allow you to stand up and get on a soapbox. So please, we're inviting everybody to participate.
And we welcome open discourse. We welcome questions. We welcome concerns. We welcome, you know, things. But like Gwen said, be willing to learn and actually hear the answers.
Yes, and be humble. So. We all have to be humble about this. It's a very humbling process. You know, you start out thinking certain things, and you quickly find out, that's not what I thought, but this is even better than what I thought.
And be willing to change your mindset.
That's right.
Be open-minded enough, because one of the biggest things that we hear from everybody is, oh, well, what are we going to do without this? Oh, what are we going to do without that? What are we going to do? Take responsibility for yourself and your life. And then look outside of yourself and take responsibility for your community and for your area. Because once you change your mindset to what is my government going to do for me to what can I do for my community, you're rapidly going to figure out you don't need the government.
That's right.
And they're not even good at it.
That's right.
It's not their fault.
It's just the
nature of the beast.
Yes, it's the way it is.
You can't blame a mountain lion for eating deer. It's what a mountain lion does.
That's right.
It's the nature of the creature. And once you figure out that you start taking responsibility for yourselves and your community and your neighbors, you do. You start to look around and go, we don't need them.
That's right.
What do we need them for?
We don't.
We do it better. We do it cheaper. We do it faster. We do it more efficiently. And by the time the government's done their studies and their tests and spent a bunch of money to figure it out, and the problem's not even the same problem that they started on, we're already done and down the road on the next three things.
There you go.
And that's the only way that it works. It's the only way that it functions is you release and enable the power of the people to find and enact solutions.
Amen, brother.
You can't regulate it to the point where there's a rule book for everything. You can't enable it because it doesn't work. It does. We can look at it. We can look at the history of it and go, this does not work. This is not working. You cannot make a valid argument to continue on the road that we are on because it's the road to disaster. And we can see it with huge blinking neon signs. We're standing in the middle of disaster now. And we know the road that led us here. Why would we stay on that road?
No, we're trying to get off the road.
Yeah. We want out of it.
We want out of it, yep.
And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is personal responsibility.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's not just the sensible thing to do, it's the right thing to do.
And it's liberation to have the personal responsibility.
It is very liberating.
And, you know, liberation, liberty, hey, you know, all kind of the same thing there. Liberty is freedom with morality and responsibility. Yeah. And so, if you're going to be moral about it and you're about your responsibility and everything else that's going on with that, then you're going to experience liberty.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to share that with family, friends, and even your foes. But do you know what? When you do that, people are going to be very happy. They're going to be able to make decisions that affect them positive or negative, depending on where they go, but hopefully for the positive.
Yeah. And you're going to be free to decide, how do I sustain my future? The best way that you can, the best way that you decide. What does that even mean for you? Because it may mean two different things for me.
Right.
You know, it comes down to that personal ability to decide and do it. But at the same time, that freedom, that liberty, it has a cost. And that cost is personal responsibility to the system and yourself and your community.
That's right. Now, don't forget, go to SOJ51.net, get hooked up for next weekend's event.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So, we always have a lot of good people that show up in Shasta County.
We do.
So, with any luck, we'll be broadcasting live next week from the event. We're working on bringing that to you. And until then, we'll see you next week.
Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds. The news is next on AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Redding. It's brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better on the river.
Until the election and the presidential candidates are not idle. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump working the battleground states this weekend while their surrogates work the Sunday morning news programs. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway.
This is not about him. This is about the people. This is about folks who are white-knuckled at the end of each month trying to pay the bills. This is about people who feel like they're pressing their nose against the glass of the rigged system and can't get in. They're just watching everybody else benefit.
She was on Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, early voting is surging. That story from Bob Agnew.
More than 5.3 million votes have been cast as the weekend began, far ahead of the pace at this time in 2012. Balloting is underway in 34 out of 37 early voting states, both in person and by mail. Hillary Clinton appears to be showing strength in pivotal states like North Carolina and Florida. Donald Trump has shown promise in Iowa and Ohio. In all, more than 46 million people are